Rules. Time now to take five for your community, a service of WAMW. And Leslie Heschelman and Kim Burkhardt are back with us from the Night to Shine, which is set for this Friday. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you get your volunteers all in, or could you still use some more?
I think we've got them.
Good. Glad to hear that.
So I want to thank everyone who has stepped up. And we've had faith. I always said that if it was his will, he was going to bring him, and he brought him. So we should be good on the buddies and the volunteers to work in the different areas, and we're ready to have a good time.
Now, the Night to Shine is this Friday. It is at a new event, a new venue this year. It'll be at the Westgate Academy. Big place, great place, lots of room for everybody there.
Yes, we had it there last year. It worked out wonderful, so we went back again this year to enjoy the place. It's
awesome.
It's really nice.
And let's talk about the rundown now. What's going to happen Friday night at Westgate Academy?
The hair and makeup for the kings and queens will start at 2 o'clock at Westgate on site. We do ask that if you're going to come to those, at least let Kim know so our hairdressers have an idea of how many they're going to be working with. The doors open at 4:30. The buddies, I need there between 3 and 3:30, so when the buddies show up, or when the kings and queens show up, their buddy is already on site. And I've talked to several of them. So the doors open at 4:30 for the kings and queens. We will start with the red carpet. We have two red carpets going this year. Lots of paparazzi, lots of cheering pictures, cheering them on. The parents get to watch during all that. Once they get down the red carpet, then they'll have a seat and have a full catered meal. Following the meal is dancing, limousine rides, and having a good time.
Wow. Again, this is a night to shine. It's a night to remember for these kings and queens, and a lot of volunteers helped to make it happen. The Tim Tebow Foundation started this 4 years ago, or at least it started 4 years ago here, right? This is the fourth year for it?
This is the third year for it.
Third year for us.
Fourth year for Tim Tebow Foundation.
And what a great idea. What a great concept. So, again, I guess at this point, you've got all your kings and queens in. If there's somebody listening that would still like to register a king and queen, is it too late? Or?
Well, currently we have 198 signed up, which is the largest number we've had.
Oh, wow.
We can still accept a few more.
Never going to turn anybody away.
We don't want to ever turn anyone away.
Absolutely not. So the Night to Shine, again, it's all free to the kings and queens, too.
100% free to the kings and queens and their parents or caregivers. Now, the volunteers, we do ask. We have asked them to pay a $25 registration fee, which helps pay for a mandatory background check that's mandated by Tim Tebow Foundation. The remaining fee helps offset the cost of the T-shirts for the volunteers and for the kings and queens. If someone would like to sponsor a king or queen, we're asking $35. That would pay for that king or queen's expenses for the evening. They can make a check out to Antioch Christian Church and write in the memo that it is for the Night to Shine.
And that covers their meal, their crown, their flowers, all the expenses for that night. It covers everything.
And the approximate cost to put this entire event on is approximately $20,000. So we're not talking a couple hundred. So the $35, although it may not be a whole lot per king or queen, when you have 200 kings and queens, in addition to 300 to 400 volunteers, it gets quite expensive.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, it grows every year. Almost 200 kings and queens now coming to the Night to Shine. It's going to be a night to remember, no doubt about it. The smiles on the faces make it all worthwhile. And I know, ladies, you two have done a great job organizing the event. It's a whole group of you. It takes an army to pull this off,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It's quite the crew. So we've pulled from all different areas. We don't even know how many different churches are represented by the volunteers, but I know I've got volunteers coming from at least three other states that are coming home to help with this. We also have IU football players, mm-hmm, and active duty military that will be there when the kings and queens arrive to help escort them into the building and be there in uniform. So it's amazing the number of people who have stepped up and are making this very important and such a memorable night for our kings and queens.
Well, again, it's a great event. Hats off to all of the organizers. The Night to Shine is this Friday. Doors will open at 4:30. If you're wanting to get the hair and makeup done, you'd probably need to let Kim know today or tomorrow, right?
Yes, please.
As soon as possible.
But they'll have the staff on hand to do that for those that need that. Again, it'll wrap up about 9, is that right?
9 o'clock, yes. We will be releasing the kings and queens back to their caregivers. And following the 9 o'clock, then the volunteers take over again.
We look forward to it. Again, ladies, thank you so much for coming in to share the information, and best of luck with the Night to Shine this Friday.
Thank you.
Take 5, a service of WAMW.